Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Taken by Werewolves by Cameron Hart. Narrated by Elizabeth Hart and Alexander Sindiz. Chapter 1. Sarissa. It was really happening. For the first time in my life, I was going to see the world outside of the woods. This was the best present Babaga could have given me for my 18th birthday. This meant everything. For years, I had been asking for this. This meant I was old enough to handle it. This meant she trusted me. Babaga stayed a few paces behind me as I sped up. My boots touched the cold earth below with gentle taps as my lightweight tunic swished against my pants. The new blades of soft grass and fresh dirt absorbed the sound of my footfalls. The deciduous trees were emerging from their dormant state to welcome the first day of spring with a myriad of greens. I darted around small flowers offering splashes of color, and I smiled as the first warm breeze of the season wafted past me. It wasn't long after that when the woods began to thin. I could see the rays of morning sunlight rise from my back and trickle through the canopy overhead. The trickle grew, morphing into wide rays. The lake was the only place inside of the woods where I could feel the sun like this without trees to obstruct it. I knew we were getting close to the edge. Through the thin trunks of young trees and the gnarled trunks of old trees, I caught my first glimpse of the world outside. All my life I wished for this. All my life I envisioned what it would be like. Everything I thought I'd see was fueled by the fairy tales Babaga read to me and taught me to read as she raised me. I imagined something beautiful. I imagined seeing a pack of werewolves, my own kind, for the first time, and becoming the first Wera to reach Alpha. I imagined catching and befriending a vampire in the night to challenge their belief that they ruled it. I imagined humans working in the sun, farming the vegetables and fruits they lived off of, while singing jovially. The world I had imagined fractured as I neared the end of the woods. My face fell. But I didn't slow my pace. I sped up because this couldn't be true. I cleared the last of the trees and came to a dead stop. This was not the world I wanted. Everything was ashen and flat, aside from bare mounds of earth and mountains in the distance. My boots left imprints in ground that was solid, but coated with a thick layer of gray powder. Each step I took created a dust cloud that made me cough and gummed up my mouth. The sun was harsh as it continued to rise higher in the sky, highlighting nothing but a wasteland. There was nothing. Suddenly, I wanted to flee. I wanted to go back to the woods. Why hadn't Babaga told me? Why did she let me believe those fairy tales were real? It was obvious they were nothing but stories. I was the last werewolf. She was the last witch. Us and the animals in the woods. That was the world. Everything outside was hell. Babaga, I pleaded, as I turned to face my caregiver with tears in my eyes. She raised a speckled, knobbly finger and pointed past me as a harsh gust of wind stole away strands of her silver hair out from under the hood of her cloak. I reluctantly looked behind me again, more toward my left, to decipher what she could possibly be pointing at. Then I saw it. Color beyond the ash. I squinted, trying to make out more, but a big cloud of dust was bellowing toward us. I considered delving into my low reserves of moonlight to heighten my eyesight, but Babaga came up behind me and grabbed my arm, hard. I flinched at the pinching sensation. "What's going on?" I asked.
"It's time for you to leave," she replied. "To live your destiny, perhaps, my sweet Sarissa. No, Princess Sarissa Valupin of Howling Sky."
What? I balked. "What are you talking about, Babaga? Princess Valupin? Howling Sky?" I tried to pull out of Babaga's grasp, but she held fast. I'd break her hand if I struggled too much. She was old and frail. I was young and strong. I glanced at the large dust cloud rolling toward us.